Hey there, my name is Mark Preston, and I want to invite you to check out my show, Story and Craft. I love great conversations, stories that entertain and inspire. So every week I sit down with intriguing guests from film and TV, kind of like Billy Bob Thornton, Tommy Chong, Dane Cook, and David Arquette, as well as pop culture personalities and newsmakers like Neil deGrasse Tyson, Moon Unit Zappa, Andrew Zimmern, Don Lemon, and James Comey. It's on your favorite podcast app, as well as storyandcraft.substack.com. So stop by and enjoy some great conversations with me, Mark Preston, on Story and Craft.
You're listening to Artitude, a podcast created and produced by Detlef Schlick, a visual artist and ritual designer, living and loving in West Cork.
Welcome back to Artitude, West Cork's art, culture and philosophy podcast. I'm Detlef Schlick, artist, host and, as always, a somewhat restless traveler through process, thought and the things that refuse to stay neatly finished. Today I'm speaking directly with Dirk Schlömer, my German Berlin-based other half of WAW, Wild Atlantic Way, and all other things about our new single, yeah. Africa Smile. Here we go.
Here we are.
There we are. Sophia is not joining. First of all, hi Dirk. Sophia is not joining the conversation this time because I wanted to create a direct artist-to-artist dialogue about the song, the river, the collaboration, and the song behind it. Before we go deeper into details, I would like to summarize a bit the journey of this piece of artwork, and then we just let go, you know. So Africa Smile is a WAW collaboration between Dirk Schlömer in Berlin and myself. Dirk created and weaved the beautifully arranged musical world together, composed the song, played most of the instruments and backing vocals, and mixed the final track at the studio Moscow in Berlin in a painstaking process. I wrote the lyrics and recorded the lead vocals here in my studio in West Cork. Some already at Mix White House Band together with Dirk and Kilcrane, actually already back part of in summer 2024. That's why I mentioned it now. We can go later into details. I also created some atmosphere with the Carcass Theater and other Jamba beats already recorded in Adrigal at my friend's village just later in autumn 2024. Eventually, the song itself grew through our exchange, through our DS corrections, atmosphere, and the shared imagination of WAW. So the song itself follows the Nile as an imagined journey from the sources of the river towards the Mediterranean Sea in less than 5 minutes. And of course, the Nile is never only water. It is memory, geography, myth, movement, rhythm, and history. So in Africa Smile, the White Nile and the Blue Nile become an image of cooperation, two different currents meeting, continuing together, and becoming one movement. That image feels beautiful, but also painful, because the two Niles meet in Khartoum, a city marked today by war, destruction, and human suffering. So the song is not a political analysis and is not a naive peace and theme. So it is a musical image of hope, fragile, wounded, but still moving. So now I'm happy to join together with Dirk in an artist-to-artist dialogue, so to speak, about the river, the sound, the collaboration, and everything about the song, and maybe more. Dirk.
Hi. Hello, Berlin Spittle.
Yeah, West Cork. Hey, Dirk.
You have a beautiful intro, so you already summarized
I just summarized it, but because I know we both, if we once start to chat, we forget a lot. And
we tend to lose the main line, yeah?
To lose the focus, and all of a sudden we are in Cairo or wherever, you know?
So, wherever, yes, right.
So how are things in Berlin?
Well, it's very warm.
Is it already?
It's summer today, yesterday and today. And it's all right, yeah? I feel good with the song out since the day before yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's only 2 days since it's published.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, like I say, it was somehow a a painstaking process. I mean, it is now from the beginning of our first recordings, vocals in Mick's White House Barn. That was already 2024, Dirk.
In August, so that the playback must have been created so about 2 or 3 months before. So it's nearly 2 years.
It is 2 years, I
think. From the start, from composing and making a demo, to the finished product. Of course, 2 years with huge breaks.
With breaks, sure.
Long breaks. It's sure. Not that people think we were working 2 years on one song. No. And I want to add, because you said the song grew and developed through our ping pong back and forth and but it also grew, of course, because of our live performances.
Oh yes,
I think this is a major influence.
Absolutely.
Because if we didn't play together live, it would just be another one of these thousands of collaborations around the world, which is nice. It would also be nice to work with you without knowing you.
It is different.
But being together on stage in a small club is very important, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I must say, it is, if I say painstaking, it is a completely different work in the 21st century, how we both work with it, than as if you work in a band, you know? So you have to be self-driven. You have to be all the time working on your own. I mean, like Dirk is as well in his studio and has to sit there in the evening and motivate himself all the time again and again and again, like myself. And the older I become, the more difficult it gets for me somehow. It is sometimes signs of burnout.
Signs of burnout. Good title.
Yeah, like Yellowstone.
Yeah, right.
Instead, the Y, the B-O for burnout.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I know what you mean, of course. It's you have to be your own critic. And performer, your own director and actor at the same time when you record yourself. And I think for singing, this is especially tricky, because as a singer, you have a good feeling and you heard it from within what you did, to realize and judge it immediately. That's complicated, I think.
For the listeners, for instance, I mean, if we work on it, you know, so if we're going back and forth, I find always again something, even if it's another hook line which just comes into my mind because of Dirk's guitar, and it's a fuck. This guitar, this do should be a hook line, you know. And this time I managed then eventually to use as well a part of this hook line into a song. But that means for Dirk as well a new complication, because he has to change the mix in the refrain, for instance, you know. So you know, for instance, the Mali sound.
Sure, a completely different vocal part. Added to the already existing chorus, which means, first of all, you have to be very flexible and say, okay, I didn't think of this, or I wouldn't have done this, but I try it because my partner, he thinks this is a good idea, and I give him the respect to say, okay, let's check it out, and be honest. That's the main thing. Be honest. If you like it, do it and go the long way, and if you don't like it, tell it the other.
On the other side, is it to like it? You have to have the imagination to know how can it sound if it fits in, isn't it?
Yes, sure. I mean, sure.
That is still a process from just having the idea and presenting it, then the final result, you know?
Sure, I mean, of course, the difference is that I think sometimes I don't want to be too intimate now, because... this is a could have been a talk between us on the phone or something.
Yeah.
But of course, for you it's different than for me. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Because I sometimes have the impression that you want to put in all what you have done in the last years. Let's say last 20 years, since you didn't do any records in the meantime, or studio work. like you did music all the time, but you didn't record in the years.
No. Plus you have all the overview in your studio with all the tracks, you know, which I don't have here on my place, you know, as well. That's additional, yeah. You know. So I can't. For me, it's difficult. For listeners to explain it to you. For me, it's difficult to judge what's manageable and what not, because I can't adjust the loudness, the echoes, some effects or so on. So I have to trust Dirk, or in some cases I'm gonna work already on my own and prepare it. Like I think was loud and things and so on. And if it works, it's good. And if not, then we have to find other ways.
What I wanted to say is the main thing is when you have a long break and you're back into recording and creating new songs, of course you want to put in all
that you've learned in the meantime.
And for me, yeah. It's easy to say, let's do this in the next song, or let's do this in another project.
We don't
need to put it in this. I mean, I like it when it's got this complexity and you can explore new elements, even if you listen to it the fifth, seventh, tenth time, and still can find something that you haven't heard before. This is nice, of course. But on the other hand, I think that if people don't like it, they will not go to a seventh, eighth, or tenth.
If you like it
the first time, you maybe go there for five, six, seven listens. Yeah. That's why I tend to say, hey, Detlef, let's not overdo it. Also, I think listeners who know all our previous talks, they know that I made this experience, for example, in the Peter Gabriel studio, you know. I made this experience that when you want to really make it perfect, or like it's in your imagination. Imagination is always much faster than the real process.
Oh, it's like house buying. If you build a house in your imagination, it costs just €50,000 and is in 3 months finished.
And 3 months is done,
And eventually it costs at least a double and takes 10 more time. So
it takes 2 years or whatever. Peter Gabriel, again, Peter Gabriel said that once, that he said it's relatively easy to come to 90%. It's already very hard to come to 95%. To come to 98, 99 is really expensive in terms of time and in terms of studio and instruments and so on. So this is like an expansion curve.
But it is as well. But if you're at 90% and if you have ideas in your head where you could get at least to 93, 94, 95%, it's painstaking if this is not going to happen, you know?
Both is painstaking.
Yeah.
Getting there is not easy because you have already something that is working and everything that comes in can be disturbing or destroying.
Can be
the wrong path, but at the same time, of course, when it works, it's very nice because it adds something.
And I would say, dear listeners, I mean, if you listen to the song at the end of our show, we came to 95%. I would say that we managed that, and there's eventually not much where I can say, we can change that. I mean, I think it's always. I see now, I'm working now on the video editing, which the video will be released in 2 or 3 weeks. At first of all, I thought, okay, the editing is done, but then, and it's the same like with songs, starting new things, turning up in your head, you know, you try new strings, down, and all of a sudden you realize, okay, I can't work on it anymore. I have to leave it now for a week. Fortunately, I can stay away from it for a week, so I will go maybe next Friday again to it, because I mean, on top of that we created the song, I have then to listen to all the lyrics again and again and again, and sometimes I'm dreaming already of this ma ba ma ba ma ba ma.
I call that in German the Kotzgrenze, you know.
Oh god.
What you call that in English?
It is the border of vomiting, you know. So.
Yeah, it's like torture. It's really physical torture, because you have listened to one song for thousands of times. Trying to find out what you can change, what you cannot change, and so on. And there is a point when you go to bed and you can't get rid of that track. And that's a sign that you have to make a break.
It is very similar with painting a painting, you know. Layer by layer, you know. Either it is just the song making, the layers of the song, or the layer of the video, or the layer of a painting. There are loads of similarities. I mean, maybe from the visuality and the cognitivity in your brain, a little bit different, but eventually it's the same, you know.
Yeah. In the relation as artist to the subject of art.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think the difference is you can't close your ears, you know. You can close your eyes, but you can't close your ears. So here listening is in a way is more violent, you know.
Okay.
It's more violent because you can't protect your ears. Unless you put in something, you know, like Oropax or something.
So you mean in the aftermath, if you hear later the song, if you close your eyes, you don't see the picture anymore, but you can't close your ears and you still you know. Hear the da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Exactly. That's why we call it the earworm that you can't get rid of. Yeah. I mean, I'd rather like to have the earworm from my own song or from our own song than from, let's say, Lady Gaga or whatever. But
I don't know many songs of Lady Gaga, so
whatever, you name it.
I
have this joke with some friends when you say this is the ultimate torture when you're on your last hour, you know, you're on the you sing the Lord already, and then on the radio comes Modern Talking.
Oh god!
So you go to heaven with a song you don't like. That's hard, you know.
I mean, and the listeners as well in Attitude, after every Attitude episode, normally I have my house band, my artificial house band, Los Inorgánicos. And they're gonna play every time a song which I create from the show, and I'm posting every day this song. Mm. And if you believe it or not, I'm singing this song sometimes on the bicycle or in the bus. It is already so personalized in myself. Like I say, what the fuck? And they are good, you know. They're such earworms. It is unbelievable, you know. So catchy. And sometimes I think, really, what the fuck is that, you know? Crazy.
Oh, this effect, of course, when you work on a song and you do it over and over and over again, like, you know, the ultimate trap is, from my side now, from my experience, when I try out a new technical element, like I did with this Syncvox, you know?
Yeah.
Where I tried to tame your doubling and choir voices and down into a compact. And you work on it, but you don't work on the music, but you try to get that plug-in going, you know?
Yeah.
And you listen again and again and again, and it doesn't work, and you have to redo it because it's not working properly. Not musically, but technically, you know?
So it was just a problem of Apple Macintosh and...
This plug-in, yeah.
It doesn't work with your chip.
I don't want to go into details. This kind of plug-ins, they, until last week, now it's working.
Really?
Yeah, now it's working. Okay. Problem is just with this new Apple processor, the Silicon M1 processor.
Yeah, you told me that.
The old Intel processor is working properly, but now they found a way to do it for Apple especially. But at that time, when I finished Africa Smile...
It was not the case.
I had to always go back to simulating that it would be an Intel processor. Yeah. So the most of the time I was... Reopening, shut down, reopen, try again, try. And all the time you hear this one song that you want to finish, but you don't hear it. You don't hear it in a positive way because you can change something.
Yeah.
But you just hear it because you want to get this thing finished, you know?
Oh,
and
yeah.
And this
yeah,
is, of course, this is bad. This is torture.
Yeah.
The song is innocent. The song is not guilty.
I know where you're coming from. That's the same for me when I render the video and I have to render and render there again, and I have to watch it 1,000 times just for one or two sequences, maybe how they fit
Right.
into the other way, you know. And you're just waiting and looking again and waiting, and
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Wow.
And then you see, and you see it, and you don't look at it with an art view, but with a technical view. You want to see if it works. If the spot is correct and so on. This is tragic sometimes because you can change it.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And it didn't work. God. Yeah. You could change it, but it doesn't work because just of some technical problems, you know.
And some obstacles in the way.
Yeah.
There's an obstacle. And you can't get over it because you haven't detected why exactly it is not working or something like that, But and be honest, this has not been much better in former times.
No,
For example, I remember that the big tape machines, the 24-track, they have this 2-inch. Different machines, they have problems. They do not run exactly the same time. You know,
okay.
There are micro differences,
delays,
micro smooth running.
Not
exactly 100%. Never. Each tape machine has its own, and when you go to another studio, and you find out that something is not working, and because of the tape machine, you know, then you have to adjust the machine,
pitching it,
or have a the technician coming from somewhere, I don't know, from Sweden or from France, or you know, and you have to wait 3 days till he's coming, and he can change it. He can fix the problem.
Yes, special tools or what? How is he gonna make it?
No, it's just a mechanical thing. On the tape machines, it's just a mechanical thing. They have
the roller,
and when this is not perfect, when this thing is not perfect, or it becomes too hot, for example.
Yeah.
Then you have to change it, I experienced this kind of things. So when young people are romanticizing this vintage style of recording, I always tell this kind of stories, you know, that it's not so easy. It's not that fantastic. There are always obstacles. I once had that somebody had to come from Copenhagen to Cologne and change the roller because it became too hot. And when it became too hot, the gum became too hot, and then it didn't roll perfectly, you know? So it should be just an example. Like, there were always obstacles to come to an...
So, yeah, I mean, I thought it's quite interesting because we've spoken a lot of former podcasts about the... recording in 21st century and is it democratizing or not? It is, for sure, I would say. But on the other hand, it is as well, I mean, especially nowadays, since our last talk, it was episode 305 and now 333, there are 28 episodes in between. That means it is half a year or whatever. I mean, it was in October, and in terms of AI, a lot of change already again. I mean, and that's then sometimes if you sit there as an artist and you're working on something, working, it is, I must say, it's even for myself, if I work a lot with AI, it's sometimes frustrating, you know, so for that deal. And I mean, I'm going to do other of my podcasts as well, where I really, really work on the subject, you know, how we human beings can work with that, you know, that we don't feel completely
lost.
Lost and used.
Yeah. As you know, I of course, I have a slightly different view than you, because I don't.
Absolutely.
Maybe not talk about AI.
Yeah.
Because this song is done in real, real, on the computer. But everything is played live. Most of the things is played live.
It's
there's one or two.
And you can listen to us as well. I mean, we used to play it last time, like we already mentioned. We played it in Bali the Hub.
And we played it in Kilcrohan,
Kilcrohan and in Adrigo. And
right.
I hope I can arrange for this year in in August. I mean, hopefully Bali the Hop. The problem is, dear listeners, I mean, 10, 12 days, and we don't have a car. We have to find ways how we already thought if we're going to make a live album, we call it Waiting for the Bus.
Right here, Waiting for the Bus.
And it is really, I mean, one thing what we actually forgot to tell last time, Dirk wanted to buy a piece of cake, and it was an ice cake, and we had it in a bus, the cake, and it was melting, and the entire bus was full of the cake, and people could already, I mean, the bus driver was so nice to clean it, and because it was actually quite dangerous. So that...
We couldn't know that it would take us another from then on. Yeah. We were already 3 or 4 hours on the road, and it took us another 2 hours till we got to Adrigol. Yeah. I think
so everything can happen if you meet us on the way to a gig or whatever.
Concert.
You know?
Yeah.
So hopefully maybe we have one on Cape Clear and one off Shirken Island. If you guys hear that, listen to that, contact me, give me a phone call, and it would be great to come over there. We just need a room to stay. I mean, Dirk needs one, and myself, I can crash on the couch. I'm not. I still can manage that. Apart from that, I think it is as well about working live here a little bit on the songs, and maybe recording one of the other vocals, because our next song will be already one of the Irish album. We can say that. The working title is either She Is Hoping for Hope, or I like actually Hopium.
I threw that in as a joke.
As
but
a joke.
You liked it.
I like it, but Hopium. Hopium.
Yes. Hopium. And that brings me back to our actual song, because I just want to talk 1 or 2 minutes about the lyrics.
Yeah.
And make some compliments to you. It's always so easy for me to get into, like with Hopium, it's the same. You sent me the vocals and it didn't take me like an hour. It took me like an hour.
It's
I had a real very, very concrete idea.
Maybe, thank you for that. But maybe it's because I as well studied visual art. And I'm storyteller. I wrote for German television, and for me, it's somehow I like to see the visuals already on some way, you know.
Yeah.
And if I'm able to see that, you probably as well.
Yes, but I think I don't know if you can learn that, because it's also a feeling thing, you know. That you see the images. That's right. You see the images, but. This to vocalize it, you know, to make it rhythmic is a feeling thing, and I think it's instinct, you know, if it works or if it has power or not, maybe it has to do with your experience, but I know other writers, screenplay writers, for example, maybe they have some talent, but it's not always like I must make a song out of it, or you know.
Yeah, no, I have often if I watch German shows and I listen to the German dialogues, it's so I have
not
to switch,
really.
I have to switch it off. If it's an American or an English show, it is. If you watch it in original, it's 1,000 times
better. Yeah, it's got the rhythm. It's got the rhythm in original.
So the English writers and the American writers, they have still an idea how to catch the audience. You know.
Yeah, how it has to sound.
Yeah,
and the timing and so on, which is all absolutely musical. This is musical elements.
Yeah. That's why I can't watch shows and feature films in German anymore if they're English, if they're dubbed awful.
If they're dubbed, yeah, sure. I have the same problem, right? But on the other hand, it's about what you're singing about, and I see the background cartoon, you know, behind you, and I think this is a very clever song for peace.
I must say so eventually, and it really took us really a while, and so I have to give you the compliment back, because the middle part in Carton's Embrace, my dear, it was quite tricky to really give that image a sound, you know.
Yeah,
and Dirk made that as well. I mean, actually,
yeah, I had from the beginning, I had this idea of a head start, you know, jumping into the water.
Yeah.
And being totally different element was what I wanted to make a sound of.
We still have Dive Deep.
Also, right.
Yeah.
But this one, as you said in the beginning, it's not naive to talk about peace and to talk about harmony. I think people totally lost. I'd have to get rid of this because of Trump and all the others who are with him in this wars, in this terrible wars.
Whoever it is,
people think it's naive to dream of cooperation, of togetherness, of synergy. But in fact, nature is only functioning through cooperation. Like, and there the river or the rivers are a wonderful metaphor or example that they don't say, oh, I don't work with this river. He's coming from Ethiopia. Water is water is water. There is no foreign waters. There is no strange harbors, no strange bay. It's all one. And
the river... humans used to be as well cooperated as hunter gatherers, so that's...
And I think it's not naive. It's the only chance we have. If we don't get back to cooperating, we will be wiped out from this planet.
We will get extincted.
We will get extincted. We will wipe out ourselves with atomic bombs or whatever, or pollution or climate change, whatever. We have only one chance, and this is what this song is about: working together and believing that everybody belongs to this great family of humankind. We all belong to this one family.
Absolutely.
And I don't think it's naive. It may sound naive in the time of war.
No. So I would say so for me as well, because the title "Africa Smile" was for me at the beginning a problem, because it is not about Africa smile. It is a fragile smile, a wounded smile, maybe even a sign that hope has not completely disappeared. So no, and I mean as well for me now when I think about this, and more from a more shamanic or ritual perspective, perhaps naming the smile is also a small act of manifestation, not pretending that peace already exists, but calling a possibility into the room, the possibility that different currents can meet and that such a meeting might one day become stronger than violence. So I stand behind the title now, but not as a slogan. For me, for you probably too, as Africa Smile does not mean Africa smiling. It means perhaps the Nile still carries the possibility of a smile.
That's right. And I think now we're less than a minute.
Yeah.
Maybe we should take the opportunity to say hi.
Yeah, hi, and absolutely goodbye, dear Dirk. Thank you for this conversation and also for the music, the trust, the exchange, and for this strange and beautiful WAW journey between Berlin and West Cork. And thank you, dear listeners, for joining us here on Artitude. If you want to know more about us, you can go to Instagram at WAW, official, I think it is, or at Det Schlich, or at Artitude, or at I Love West Cork Artists, or come and join our Facebook group, I Love West Cork Artists. You're more than welcome to post your own artwork and stay with us in a conversation. Yeah, and don't forget, we are a non-for-profit podcast still, and it would be great if you share this podcast with other people and let them know what we're going to do. However, in a moment, you will hear our new WAW single, Africa Smile, a song about the Nile, about movement, cooperation, and perhaps about the fragile possibility that different currents can still meet without destroying each other. And who knows, maybe this song will also travel a little further this summer. I already mentioned that we're currently trying to organize a few WAW live moments here in West Cork, possible on Long Island and Shirken Island later in August. And hopefully we might also see some of you again at the Oasis in Ballydob. Nothing is fully fixed yet, but the river is moving. So please keep an eye on WAW on Artitude and on the Wild Atlantic Way. And now, here it is, WEW with Africa Smile. Thank you for listening, and don't forget, the future is just a podcast away. Bye-bye, until next Sunday, your Detlef.
Islands, so rocks and boats.
listened to Artitude, West Cork's first art, fashion and design podcast. Artitude, never so close again. Ah! That was too close.